brought to you by Penguin.
Under the Oak Tree, Volume 1, The Novel, by Susie Kim. Read by Ah Cho.
A note from Susie Kim. To my readers, this story grapples with many difficult and complex themes. The content includes depictions of physical and mental abuse, as well as themes of trauma and emotional distress experienced by the characters. Certain scenes may be disturbing and triggering for some readers. Reader discretion is advised. The story also contains explicit sexual content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Please approach this content with care and seek support if needed. For any readers who see themselves in this tale, my hope is that it provides you with comfort, courage, and the knowledge that you are not alone. Susie Kim. Chapter 1. Maximilian Kalips paced around the drawing room. She was so nervous that she did not realize she was biting her fingernails. Not until the Duke of Corso entered the room. The clack of his heavy cane shattered the silence, and she rushed to hide her hands behind her back.
"Have I not told you time and again to cease that revolting habit of yours?"
The Duke's words were like a biting chill, and Maxie fixed her eyes on her feet.
Forgive me, Father.
The Duke clicked his tongue disapprovingly.
"You'd best not embarrass me, girl. You have been far more fortunate than you deserve. Should your repulsive behavior besmirch our family name, know that I will not forgive you."
A cold sweat formed on Maxie's back, and an icy bead trickled down her skin. She opened her mouth to try to form a smooth reply, but her spine stiffened with fear, choking her words.
I shall do as you command, Father. When it comes, I..."
Maxie did not have to raise her head to know that her father was grimacing at her. Disgust shadowed his face whenever he heard her speak. She tried to remain calm, even as she scrambled for words.
I persuade him to stay in this marriage.
Enough!
The Duke rapped his cane on the floor.
"Is it too much to ask that you speak normally for a day? For even just an hour? Can you think of any man who would want a stuttering wife? As you are well aware, Riften Kalips is no longer just a lowborn knight. He is now revered as one of the best swordsmasters on the entire continent, as the hero who defeated the Red Dragon, Sector. He need only ask, and the church would rush to annul this marriage."
The Duke paused to catch his breath. He pressed a palm to his temple, as if the mere thought of divorce scandalized him.
"I will not allow the eldest Croisal daughter to be divorced by a low-born knight. I will not stand idly by while my half-wit daughter ruins the reputation of this house."
Maxie bit her lip, unspoken words burning her throat like bile. "It's not my fault," she wanted to say. Neither she nor Riften had ever expressed a desire to be wed. It was her father and her father alone who had willed the marriage to happen. The Duke continued his tirade, lips snarled in rebuke.
"If only you were half as beautiful as Rosetta. No, if only you were normal. Then I would not have to grovel at that lowborn's feet to humor his every whim."
Maxie's half-sister Rosetta was like a rose in full bloom. At the mention of her, what little defiance Maxie had mustered slipped from her grasp, like water through her fingers. She had turned deathly pale, but her father was relentless.
"King Reuben may wish to make Riften Kalips his son-in-law, but there is nothing he can do if Kalips refuses. If only you had managed to win your husband's affection, you would not be facing a divorce. You have no one to blame but yourself.
But he left for the campaign the day after the wedding."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?